The Oregon House Tuesday approved a measure to renew a tax paid by hospitals and long-term care facilities. The concept isn't controversial, since the institutions that pay it are largely reimbursed by federal Medicaid dollars. But as correspondent Chris Lehman reports, the vote became a skirmish in a larger political battle in Salem.
That battle is over whether to raise revenue or cut public pensions further. Early on in the floor debate over the hospital tax, House GOP leader Mike McLean signaled that he and other Republicans would vote to move the bill along, but only to give their GOP counterparts in the Senate a bargaining chip.
I'm going to vote yes today so that they can hopefully bring resolution on our budget impasse.
Senate Republicans say they won't approve the hospital tax unless majority Democrats agree to additional cost-cutting for the state's public pension system. House Democrats like Nancy Nathanson said that gambit puts more than $1 billion of federal health care funds at risk.
We have hundreds of thousands of Oregonians who rely on services that would be in limbo.
Lawmakers in Olympia are also debating whether to extend a similar tax on hospitals during their special legislative session that kicked off this week. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.